Thank you, John. Good to see you again. We've just been chatting to Jonathan Hogg ahead of tomorrow. Can you sum up his service to the club in his time here?
Yeah, I think it's difficult to put words to it, but, you know, absolute legend, fantastic guy as well, and character. And I think to have that longevity at a club, I generally don't think we'll see many more like that. I think it's unique, and especially with the way the game's going. Got nothing but the utmost respect, the utmost praise for a guy who's had such a fantastic career here.
We were just saying that in terms of like the calibre of player he is, the length of service. It almost feels he's one of those last in that kind of generation of players, doesn't it?
It is, I've thought about this, and so the skill set that he has is almost like gone full circle. What he's got as a character is a super strength now. Yeah. And you see, unfortunately, you see it less and less in the game. But what an absolute credit and what an absolute servant Hoggy's been.
I know there's a lot of ways you could answer this, but what has he given to Huddersfield Town over the last 12 years?
I think he's given everything in every which way on the pitch. Let's not forget, the role he's played on the pitch. From when he first came in as a real driving force in midfield, and his ability as a player. And I think that gets overlooked at times because of as you get towards the end of your career, and it's more talk about the character and the personality that he brings and that leadership and drive. But I think that the things that I see, the things at the training ground, and his the cultural things, his behaviours and his standards, and how he holds people to account on the training pitch, and that ultimately brings out the best. And I think he's done that throughout his time at the club.
We've just been chatting to him, as I say, and look, with the sporting director, the head coach still up in the air, I asked him, look, if they turned around and decided, actually, we want you to stay in whatever capacity that may be, he told us he's more than open to that. If it was you, John, just solely making the decision, would you like to see him stay here for at least another year?
Listen, I think Jonathan Hogg, in whatever capacity around this club, he's a massive asset. So, Hoggy, I'm sure, will have those conversations at some point with the owner and things like that. And I think if there's a role there in some capacity, I'm sure people would be massively open to that and would be foolish not to.
Do you think, in terms of, and I know we've spoken about the reset in recent weeks, it's the kind of character Huddersfield Town need more of?
100%. And like I said, unfortunately, doesn't seem to be as many of those in the game. So I think those types of characters and personalities are something that are massive, and especially for this league, and especially for this situation, and moving into the summer and for next season, those types of characters are going to be massively important, I feel.
I know you'll be wanting to get the 3 points tomorrow, but obviously with the Jonathan Hogg announcement, does that make it even more imperative that you get them?
100%. The lads in the dressing room have got the utmost respect for Hoggy. So, I'm hoping, and I'm sure they will be giving everything they've got so that he has the right send off that he ultimately deserves. Ultimately, the players should be doing it for their own personal pride as well, and their families. But I think it is an added touch with from a sentimental point of view for Hoggy as well.
It'll be a competitive game, obviously. Leighton Orient going for that sixth spot. How do you as a coach, John? Like we've mentioned, other than the pride and for Hoggy, not much to play for, but Leighton Orient are going to be bang up for it. How do you go about coaching the players in that kind of circumstance?
Yeah, you say not much to play for. There's a lot to play for. I think there's loads to play for in terms of, pride, personal standards. So there's a lot to play for, in my opinion. I think ultimately it's probably one of a different type of game that we've had all season, because it's probably the first time where a team's coming knowing they're desperate to win and have to win, whereas throughout the season, the home games, predominantly teams, it's not been the case. It's been us who's been desperate for the win, and teams have almost had to sit, been comfortable to sit back and soak up that pressure. So I think it deems for hopefully an open and exciting game.
And when you talk about almost that pressure switching round, is that a positive for your side?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, there should always be a pressure on to perform, to meet the standards that they can get to, and to win the game, and that won't change.
Just lastly, on tomorrow, how's your squad shaping up? Any fresh injury concerns? Did everyone come through Exeter okay?
There's a few concerns, and the players who hit the squad will be there is what we have available, really. So yeah.
I'm going to assume you're not going to share those concerns.
Not today, no.
Fair enough. Look, I know there's still a game to go, Jonathan, and I know I asked you a similar question a few weeks ago. Have you had any time to reflect on the last few weeks?
Challenging. It's definitely been challenging. Learned a lot about myself, and you know, it's definitely been an experience that I will sit back and reflect this summer on, and that's all I can do at this moment, really.
I know it's not gone the way you would have liked, but the old saying is, "What doesn't kill you make you stronger." Do you think you'll come out better for it despite not achieving the goal this season?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when I came into it, I was asked to help. I tried my best to do that. Unfortunately, things haven't gone the way I would like to, and we all wanted that fairy tale ending. Absolutely, to the season, it's not happened. We have to accept that. There's reasons for that, and reasons that, you know, ultimately at times have been out of my control as well. So, but that's all part of it, and we are where we are, and everything now has to be, reset for the summer and get back on track for next season.
And that word reset, in a way, are you looking forward to the summer to having a bit of a reset and a bit of time to yourself and with the family?
I'll be ready for a break. I will be. It's been not just with this role, but with the exciting things with the academy as well. It's been a busy period. I'm not going to lie. I will be ready for that point.
You mentioned the academy. Just lastly from me, looking back at the Exeter game, Neo on his first full debut. How did you look back on that performance, and what do you think the future holds for Neo?
I thought he did really well in the game. I thought he looked comfortable. He's predominantly a right wing back, but also you have to take an opportunity when it comes, and it's need must in terms of the availability we've got with the back line currently. I felt he took that opportunity, and so I was really pleased with him.
Top stuff. All the best. Thanks,
thank you.
John.
Cheers.
Cheers, Lou. Welcome to Stephen Chicken from BBC Radio Leeds.
Hi, John.
So we are Terrier, sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Great.
One day. John, I want to ask you about the academy, actually. You know, we've seen almost take for granted now, like players like Brody Spencer have come through, Jacob Chapman has come through and done well after joining at a young age, not to mention Neo, Tommy Pender's been on the bench. Do you feel like, are you excited? What's next for you at the academy? What's on the agenda? And do you feel confident that there's going to be more on that production lineup next year?
I do. I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited about some of the talent that you've mentioned, and I think what excites me even more is the expansion of the academy from last season. We're going all the way down from local under-8s coming all the way through, and that's what's exciting, because it's even more local boys getting an opportunity, hopefully to play for this great club. And I think we've done a lot of work. The infrastructure's in place. We're hoping to get some more exciting news next week on the academy. But ultimately, I think we're in a really strong position. And again, having even more local talent is something that really excites me. And hopefully, we can get that conveyor belt going even more so.
Yeah, because you did have success stories with the BT, Brody and Chap as players that joined a bit older. But yeah. It is important, I think. In the community, there was a feeling, I want my lad to be able to go and play for Huddersfield Town. That's important to people.
Yeah, and I think the owners played a massive part in that, because one of his first, his first actions when he came in was he wanted to rebuild the full academy, connect with the community, opportunity for local boys, and he's backed that unbelievably well, The boys now in the programme, and their families, and myself and all the staff are so grateful for that. And I think a lot of credit goes to the owner in terms of really driving that. And we've just put that programme in place.
Thank you.
Cheers, Steve. Welcome to Leon Wobshaw from the Yorkshire Post.
Hiya, Jonathan. Oh, hope you're well, mate. It's been a tough time. I mean, I suppose in some respects, I remember that first season you were here, and that was tough. The club got relegated, then the bounce back next year. So even though it's as tough as it's been, there can be positive things around the corner as that sort of time showed if the club sort of resets and everything.
Absolutely, and it is, you know, like I said, it's I think it is a reset moment come the summer, and I think it's an opportunity. I think that there'll definitely be lessons learned from this season and what's entailed in this league, and you know, the armoury needed to get out of it and understanding what that is, and I think those will be the lessons learned. Yes, it's, you know, since January, it's been a quite a harsh lesson that nobody wanted, but hopefully those are the triggers to put us in a, you know, a really good position of strength coming out of the summer.
I mean, it's been a big experience for you. I mean, an invaluable one. It's not gone the way you wanted, but it's all part of your sort of learning curve, and you're probably not at the end of your managerial journey yet. You've only just sort of started, really. You've got a lot of things that you want to do and ambitions and things.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, at this moment, for me, it's not about me, you know what I mean? It's about what you know, getting the club in the best position come the summer and moving forward. On a personal note, I'll sit back and reflect and, you know, about, you know, things that have happened in this period. And like I said, I'll definitely be stronger and a better person for it.
The club have just got to lick the wounds for a few weeks but then go again relatively quickly. Because it's going to be a massive off-season, isn't it?
They do, and that's what it is. And like I said, I think we're fortunate we've got an owner to back that and drive that. And you know, I'm sure that'll be, you know, be full steam ahead going into the summer.
You just mentioned about Hoggy. I mean, he's one of those. There's not that many of them left, like you say. But he's sort of old school and he's sort of new school as well. He's obviously adapted to the modern ways, but he's still got that old school legend. There's still plenty of room for those types, isn't there? I mean, obviously, players can learn. Young players, especially, can learn so much from him.
Absolutely, I think it's massive, and you know, he's a role model. He's a you know, that type of character is definitely you know, when I speak to the academy players, that's the type of role model you want, and that's what they should be aspiring to in terms of just how they carry themselves, the professionalism, that bit of bite. I don't think you can ever not want that in your team and from a player. So I think, he epitomises all those things.
He seems to be the sort of guy, I mean, obviously he leads by example on the pitch, but, you know, he can show all the players a bit of tough love. He'll give them harsh words when they need it and pick them up when they perhaps need picking up, that sort of thing.
Yeah, 100%, and I think he, like I said, I think he's got the utmost respect from not just now, but throughout his career in all the dressing rooms that he's been in. He's a player, and I've spoke about this. He's a player that when you look around in a dressing room and you're toe to toe with someone or side by side, he's definitely someone you'd want next to him. That's for sure, and that's definitely who I'd want next to me.
That's great. Good luck to tomorrow, Jonathan, and have a good rest as well.
Cheers, thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody. We'll see the majority of you tomorrow.